Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The so-called vaccine mandate, or forced vaccines, is not only a serious threat to our freedom, but could also be a very serious threat to our health. We're going to be addressing that with a very special guest, Dr. Peter McCulley. He is board-certified in internal medicine and cardiology. He is the most published person in his specialty in the world in history. That's incredible. But he's also an expert on COVID-19 from his research and his practice. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Dr. McCulley.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. McCulley, we are being inundated at Liberty Counsel. We've worked, you know, when the whole lockdowns came to be in March, April 2020, we were inundated on cases involving church closures, and we litigated that extensively, still litigating that, went to the Supreme Court multiple times, filing another case at the Supreme Court of the United States in the next couple of days. But now, we thought that was intense. We're being inundated by people who are being told by their employers or by their schools that they have to get the COVID shot. Some of these people have various reasons not to, religious reasons or otherwise health reasons, but their entire medical career. In fact, we may be filing suit against an osteopathic hospital, of all things, to have to file a suit against a medical facility.
Well, we even represented a family that wanted to go see their dying mother, and they were trying to mandate the family they had to get a COVID shot before they could see their dying mother.
So these takes, this issue of these mandated, whether you call it a vaccine, health, digital passport, or mandated COVID shots, are not only a serious threat to our freedom, but obviously can be a very serious threat to our health.
Well, it's certainly true. The vaccines as offered by the CDC and FDA, and they're the ones sponsoring the program, are purely elective. The consent form says that it's purely elective. It's one's own choice to take it, that it's completely indemnified. You give up all your rights to the vaccine manufacturers and to the CDC and FDA. The CDC, FDA, and NIH, by the way, they're not taking the vaccine. So they're not mandating the vaccine for government agencies. And Americans can see quite an array of different responses. So, for instance, in Ohio, vaccine mandates are outlawed in universities. In Texas, vaccine mandates are outlawed in government agencies and facilities. So we see quite a disparate response here. Because the vaccines are investigational and research, they come under the Office of Human Research Protections, OHRP, which is guided by six major regulatory principles of protecting patient safety. And the most well-known ones are called the Nuremberg Code and the Declaration of Helsinki. And they state that no one under any circumstances can receive any pressure, coercion, or threat of reprisal to participate in an investigational program like the COVID-19 vaccines.
In fact, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine, scroll down to vaccine passports, and you'll be able to find a link to a spreadsheet that we've created. We've been working on many, many state levels with regards to getting states to either through executive order and preferably through statute to pass these laws. And Florida was the very first one in the country that says no vaccine passports for the government and no vaccine passports for private use, not for employers per se, but for people who are patronizing on a property or a location, say, for example, the cruise ships or a mall or other place like that. You can't require a vaccine passport for entry or for service, but we need those kinds of protections nationwide. On the other hand, Dr. McCulley, you have Dr. Fauci, who's never treated a COVID patient in his life, but you have him saying that he can't wait to get past the EUA authorization to full FDA approval so that you can have these shots mandated at the state and local level.
Well, full FDA approval almost certainly is going to prompt lawsuits to sue these unsafe products off the market. Other unsafe products are successfully sued off the market. They can be sued by a competitor, or they can be sued by a citizens action group. So I don't think full FDA approval is going to be as expedited as what people think. I think under the emergency use authorization, that's actually allowing these coercive pressuring mandate programs. It's all in a very contorted situation, I think facilitated by the EUA, honestly.
You know, it's interesting because the EUA law actually says, and emergency use authorization happens when there's a declared emergency and there's nothing there to treat it. So you take off-label drugs and you use that and authorize it to treat something. Or in this case, the problem is they pretended that there were no off-label drugs, like no hydroxychloroquine, no ivermectin, so therefore we have to create a brand new shot, a vaccine, COVID shot. But whatever it is, whatever kind of drug or vaccine that comes under EUA, it has to be by informed consent. No coercion is necessary. But then what happens is some of these schools say, well, that doesn't apply to us. That's something that applies to the federal government and it doesn't apply to us. What's your take on that? And what do you see happening in your practice and in your speaking about this around the country with regards to this incredible pressure that's building? And I think you're going to see it even more when school starts in the fall.
And the military as well.
Yes, in the military.
Well, we're at about 50% of Americans have taken the vaccine, fully vaccinated. We have 77% of seniors that have taken the vaccine. And I can tell you the vaccine centers are empty. Vaccine rates in the United States started plummeting mid-April, and they are down to negligible numbers of people going in for vaccination. So I can tell you at this point in time, anybody who comes forward for vaccination is doing it against their will. And we've never in the history of our country forced people to do something against their will. There's not a single person at this point in time that is going to come forward for a vaccine unless they're forced into it. And people are telling us they've taken the vaccine, not for medical reasons, but for social reasons. And we should never take a medicinal product that has safety concerns for social reasons. It's wrong.
I have a very good friend, and she's no longer with us, but she was a world-renowned expert in her specific field, and I've always said that, you know, when God made the mold for her, he broke it because she was quite unique. But she had a large family and grandchildren, and they were freaked out over COVID, and so for all of 2020, they would not visit her, and also for 2021, they put a lot of pressure on her to get the shot. She didn't want to get the shot. She ended up passing at her desk after she got the second shot. Now, was there an autopsy? No, but she otherwise was in very good health, and she just went. She's gone. You know, you have so many different stories of not only the reports in VAERS, the alarming number of deaths, and even worse, the alarming numbers of people who look like they may be permanently injured with various kinds of neurological conditions that seem to get worse and never go away. It is insane that in the context of what we see, what we know, what's even reported in the VAERS report, that anybody, any employer, any school, particularly schools with regards to young people, would force their students, their staff, their employees to get this experimental shot.
It's unprecedented. It's almost as if there's a propagandized brainwashing that's happened in the United States where either administrators or people in positions of power have decided that this vaccine will become socially weaponized. Do you know that many of these colleges that have vaccine mandates, they have no policy, they have no fair exemption process. In fact, many of them, the professors are not taking the vaccine. So what does that tell you? If the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA are not taking the vaccine, the professors are not taking the vaccine, what are they going to force it on the children? I mean, this is extraordinary. In VAERS right now, under age 18, we've already had 15 deaths that shouldn't have happened. We lost 15 American kids and their parents are absolutely crushed. Under age 30, we have 79 deaths. This should never happen after administration of any type of injected substance. With you know, we have 20 million college kids. We asked them to get the meningococcal vaccine. That's by policy. We have fair exemptions. Do you know how many deaths after the meningococcal vaccine? Zero.
Mm. But the deaths that you're seeing now in young people, and not only deaths, but serious injuries, just is literally something that makes you cry. But it also makes you angry that this is being pushed so far. If you are receiving pressure from your employer or from your school, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, click on the Legal Help tab at the top of that page, lc.org, click on the Legal Help tab, fill out the information, we'll be in contact with you. We've been able to get a lot of exemptions, but we also are in the position to litigate as well to give you the freedom to choose what you're going to inject in your own body. You can also go to lc.org/vaccine to get more information about Dr. Peter McCullough and so much more on these COVID shots. lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.